We continue our learning. The Nishmas David ben Menachem, Shem Yehav Yaakov, Bidichos Eliyahu, we're in Avos, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Ches. Hu Haya Omer, another teaching of Rabbi Yishmael, Al Tehi Don Yechidi, Shein Don Yechidi El Echad. A person should not judge alone. The other one he should judge at least as a part of a Beis Din of three. The only one who judges alone is Echad, and the Bartanur says, who's that? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shu Yachid Ba'olamo. Hashem is Yachid. Happens to be that Hashem also judges and consults his heavenly court as well. We speak about that even in the beginning. Nasta Adam Etzalmen. He consulted with the Malachim. Nonetheless, Hashem is the one who gives the final verdict. He's the one who's able to judge alone. But a regular judge should not do so. The Bartanur asked the obvious question. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Adaf Hei, says, we have a mumche, a person who's an expert, mumche l'rabim, he's able to judge alone. Doesn't need a Beis Din of three. So he says, afal pishe yachid mumche yachol adin. It's true, technically speaking, a mumche can judge. Let's say, Ataras Nidarim, you can go to an expert. Only one person is sufficient. Midarche hachasidus. So that's what we're learning here in Pirkei Avos. It's an act of piety. He should not judge alone. But then the Baratunru says, he qualifies that it says, but if the Balei Hadin, the litigants, accept him and say, no, we want you to judge alone, we don't want a Beis Din of three, so then it's perfectly acceptable. And it's even an act of piety to listen to what they're saying and to judge alone. What do we avoid? What problems do we avoid by judging with three other people? So some of the things we spoke about in the previous Mishnah. Think about the person who loses, doesn't know who he should complain to. This way you're able to discuss the arguments with and deliberate with other people. This way you don't make any erroneous ruling. It could be as well that there's going to be a sense of arrogance, as we spoke about in the past. And when the court renders a judgment, it's not on any individual. It's the unit of the Beis Din that makes that decision, and therefore that burden of the decision doesn't lie on any particular person. So that's the advantage of doing so. The Rabbeinu Yonah has an interesting creative interpretation where it says she'ein don yechide ela echad. That's not a reference to Hashem. This is a halacha. What it's saying is don't judge by yourself. She'ein don yechide ela echad. The only one who should judge on his own is echad. Is a judge who's an Elohi, who's an absolute expert, and he really can handle the cases alone. So then he can judge alone. Then the Mishnah says, "Val tomar kablu daati shehein rasha'in v'lo ata." The person who's judging, let's say he is the expert, but now he has two other people join him. You shouldn't tell the other two judges, "Oh, you should follow my opinion. I'm the mumche after all. I could have judged really technically without you." So therefore, you should accept my opinion. So the answer is no. Shein rash and veloato. No, you join them. So the psak halacha is not about you. The psak halacha is about the unit of the Beis Din, and therefore you should not be telling them accept my opinion. You should be open to their opinion as well. Perek Dalin Mishnah Test. Rabbi Yonah son Omer kol hamakayim. Says Rabbi Yonos, very much a midah keneged midah. A person who's fulfilling the Torah me'oni, even though life is difficult and he's performed mitzvos anyway and suffers poverty, and nonetheless he studies Torah, so eventually he's going to be rewarded. He'll be blessed that he'll be able to fulfill the Torah me'osher with wealth. He's going to be blessed with osher. But the one who is mevatel neglects studying Torah me'osher, meaning he's been blessed, he has tremendous wealth, and he's so busy with his business that he doesn't spend time learning. So for levatel me'oni, eventually he will abandon the Torah, he will neglect the Torah out of poverty. Sounds like he's going to be punished with poverty, and he's going to suffer because of the fact that when he was blessed, he did not take advantage of that bracha and study Torah. Several of the Farshim raised the obvious question. We see that this is not always true. The Tiferes Yisrael, I quote from the Tiferes Yisrael, he says, the Kamet Tzadikim Shekimu HaTorah Me'oni V'afilu Hocha Kol Yimei Machovim. See, many righteous people fulfilled the Torah as they were impoverished, and we see that they're suffering their whole life. The Kamet Shebatlu HaMe'osher, and many people who abandoned the Torah, neglected studying Torah when they were wealthy, V'afilu Hochi Yivlu B'tov Yimeihem, and they lived the whole life, we had a good life. Ein Zekusha.
Don't be troubled by this. Why? The promise of the Tana of this Mishnah can't be any greater than the Havtacha of the Torah. And what do we see in the Torah? You have a long life. We see that people's lives, assuming we take that pasuk literally, and we don't say it's a reference to Olam Haba, so we see that people's lives are cut short. So how do we explain that? So the same way we have to explain the Arichus Yamim with respect to Kibbut Avayim, we have to explain this Mishnah here, the fact that a person who is fulfilling the Torah out of poverty will eventually fulfill it out of Osher, and the reverse. So he says, no, I'll tell you why. Who knows what was the cause that the promise of this of wealth was not fulfilled, or the reverse, the promise of poverty for those who abandon the Torah, neglect the Torah from Osher. Well, I also Shalom Lishma, maybe he was learning his Torah Shalom Lishma, or another chet kiba extinguished with haftacha. Maybe he was a fool. He was he made a mistake. He performed mitzvahs. He learned a lot of Torah, but he was the cause somehow of his harm as well by doing something wrong. Yaakov Avinu, Hashem in public promised Yaakov. Everyone knows that he's going to be has all these blessings waiting for him. Yet remember, Yaakov was afraid. When Esau was coming after him, maybe there was some sin that he did that would cause that the brachos would not be fulfilled. So this should not trouble us. There are many reasons, many factors that play into a person's schar va'onesh, and therefore, in a perfect world, we would say that there is this cause and effect. The fact that a person studies Torah may oni should be blessed with osher. A person who neglects Torah may osher should be punished with oni. But nonetheless, there are many factors that play into these decisions. There's an interesting interpretation that may solve this problem. Some suggest that the Mishnah speaks about not osher wealth, financial wealth, and oni, referring to a person's finances, but rather we're speaking about intellectual poverty and intellectual wealth. So it means the following. If the Mishnah is saying a person is when they are, may come in kindness, I told me oni, a person is intellectually poor. So he's not very bright. He doesn't have much. Background in Torah. Nonetheless, he studies Torah and puts in the effort and puts in that toil. So then, sofa l'kamei me'osher. Eventually, he's going to grow. His wisdom will, his intellectual prowess will improve, and then he'll be able to fulfill this me'osher from the wealth of knowledge and the wealth of intellectual wealth. But if you mevatel Torah me'osher, meaning a person is very intellectually capable, but he's not studying, he's busy doing other things, involved in business and just using his wealth and amassing more wealth. So such a person is not going to be working his head and eventually will not have the same level of comprehension and wisdom and intellectual prowess that he did. And therefore, so full, levat lameoni. So then he will be neglecting Torah, and if he tries to sit and learn Torah, he'll realize that he's impoverished intellectually.